Before we get into anything, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you so much for clicking on my podcast, and I hope that you stay to listen to the rest of it. I'm JJ. For all intents and purposes, I am living my dream, working and living in the city of Toronto with my pup Organicus. Now, that being said, anyone who's ever attained a dream knows that the one that you imagined in your head is totally a romanticized fantasy of what real life would be when you attain that dream. In your daydream, you can only ever see the good things, and it's way harder to imagine the new stresses and the new problems that you'll need to deal with when you get there. Some of the things you can expect to hear about: the current state of my life in approximately 5 minutes, which has its exciting moments, but most of the time is pretty boring. At the very least, you can be entertained by my perspective on it, because my friends sure are. Food. Probably my favorite topic of all time. So, nude food things that I've tried and loved, tried and hated, and of course the ones on my wish list. And more recent development, tips and revelations on my journey to live a less wasteful and more sustainable life. Worst case, or neutral case, no one will ever hear this. But best case, someone might feel inspired, or maybe they'll learn something, or maybe they'll just feel a little less alone after hearing about how I'm navigating my dream. Hey guys, so real quick before I forget, because I know I'm pretty rapid fire when I start mentioning things like people that I follow on Instagram or YouTube or a different product or a different restaurant, anything that I might mention that I can link to that might have additional resources that you might find interesting, I will always link those on my blog. So if you want more additional information on something that I mentioned in this episode, please make sure to head over to my website, jjgotthis.com, and you can look it up under the show notes for this episode. But please don't do that until you listen to the rest of this one. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the changes that I've noticed in myself since deciding to do this podcast, which when I think about it is really what happens to you when you're inspired about a new project or when you've started learning something new or just discovering something that you're passionate in. And if you've had a chance to read some of my written blogs, it's been a pretty rough year for me. There's been a lot of stuff for me to work through that I've had to grow through that I have grown from. And I wouldn't trade those experiences because every experience that I've had has made me who I am today. But yeah, it's been a pretty rough time. So first I moved to the city. I moved out on my own, which was a little bit stressful and also super scary, but I wanted to do it and I needed to do it for myself. And then I changed jobs. So I left a fairly secure job that I'd been at for 6 years and decided to totally change industries and positions. But I believe that like everything that I've learned, everything that you learn in your life, whether it's formal education or through experience, you can always find a way to apply it to any new experience or any new job. So to some people, it seemed like completely unrelated, but the reason why I made the jump is because I wanted to do work that was closer to my values. But anyways, yeah, I made a change being at the same position for 6 years. I changed jobs. Then kind of while this was happening, so while I was getting settled in my new job and getting settled in my new place, I discovered that Ganicus, my dog, was having some back problems. So basically, I found out that he had a degeneration in between some of the discs in his spinal cord, and this was causing him a great deal of inflammation and a great deal of pain. So that was really hard for me to deal with, but we got through it, and maybe it's something I'll talk about more in another episode, like some of the what I did, who I saw getting a second opinion, and some of the supplements and stuff that he takes now. But just know that he is doing much better than he was before. So another thing that happened was I was then in a position where I needed to find a way to supplement my income. So that was a little bit of a stressful situation for me. No, it wasn't a little bit of a stressful situation for me. It was very, very fucking stressful. And I figured that out. And then I was also concerned that I was going to be homeless, because if you read my blog post, Singleism in the City, it will go into great detail of some of the things that I experienced. But basically, I thought that I wasn't going to be able to get an apartment on my own in the city. So there was a fear of being homeless. And like last possible second, I found something shortly before my lease was on my current place, well, on my previous place, was going to expire. So yeah, basically this past year, I felt like there was no end to the stuff that I was going to have to deal with. So I didn't really have any time to focus on what I wanted, because I was just really just trying to make it through the stuff that I needed. And when I finally had a chance to catch my breath recently, I realized that, fuck, I don't even know what I like anymore. I don't even know what I'm passionate about, and I need to figure that out. So enter the decision to start working on this podcast. And the first change that I've noticed in myself, and that I think happens when you figure out something that you're passionate about, is that I want to work on it every chance that I get. So normally my morning routine includes waking up at 6 or 6:45, depending on what time I start work that day. And I will do something to either get me inspired, or something to help me chill out and just ease into my day. So it might be yoga or meditation. It definitely includes drinking a hot beverage. Right now it's fucking tea, which I feel like I'm going to be drinking for the rest of my life to finish this box. But yeah, I just do something to kind of chill out and ease into my day. And I find that now when I wake up at that 6 or 6:45, the first thing that I want to do is do something to do with this podcast. So whether it's editing something or recording something or doing some kind of research in terms of podcasting, some kind of like tip or trick or whatever, but something around this podcast. So you just find yourself going back to this thing any chance that you get. And while it's throwing off my morning schedule in that I'm no longer doing my meditation, my yoga, whatever it is that I usually do to get my day started, it's still giving me the same effect. I still feel like I've accomplished something and I'm put in a good mood to start off my day before I even fucking brush my teeth or put my clothes on. Now, the second thing that I've noticed is that while usually I like to watch YouTube videos and I also like to listen to podcasts, but probably my preferred method of consuming content is the YouTube for sure. And then second would probably be Instagram. And I listen to podcasts like while I'm in the car, while I'm cleaning, just while I'm doing things where I can be passive. And I find myself more listening to podcasts now and spending less time watching YouTube videos. So whenever I'm in that moment where it's my time to consume content, I find myself reaching for podcasts, rather than watching YouTube. And then the other part of that is that I am not listening to podcasts passively anymore. So I'm listening to them and I'm paying attention to them more critically and more analytically, and not in a bad way, but I'm looking for things that I can learn from in these podcasts from these people who are already doing the thing that I am now passionate about so well. And so I think that's the second thing that happens, is that you start looking more critically at other people doing the same thing that you're doing. Again, like I said, not in a bad way, in a way that will allow you to learn something. So like I said, there were so many things going on, taking up space in my brain previously that I didn't know what I was passionate about. I had no time, no capacity to be inspired. And the third thing that I've noticed now is that I am inspired more often than not, if not all the time, so much so that I need to walk around with my notebook or maybe have a pinned note on my Google Notes, Keep Notes. What the fuck is that called? Google Keep? Yeah, Google Keep. I need to have I have an ongoing note on my Google Keep, because ideas of things that I want to talk about and things that I want to do for this podcast are popping into my head all of the time. So And I don't want to forget about them. So yeah, I need to fucking have my fucking notebook open on my kitchen counter all the time. I need to have this Google Keep note open so that I can enter stuff in it all the time. And like, so much so that, well, this is episode 4, but I have stuff planned already until episode 7. And I feel like originally I was like, oh, I don't want to get too crazy into planning all of my episodes out. I want to make sure that it's fresh and it's in the moment what's going on in my life right now. But like, I can't even help this explosion of fucking ideas and notes that keep popping up, and I got to put them somewhere. I don't know if I'm going to use them, but yeah. More inspiration, so much so that it's almost impossible to manage them all and remember them all without writing them down. And the last thing that I've noticed is that I am so inspired, so caught up in doing stuff for this podcast, doing stuff for this new passion, that I am forgetting about other things. Not like I'm forgetting to shower or brush my teeth or feed myself or feed Gannicus. Come on, guys, that's not what I'm talking about. Just other things that were seemingly more important to me from before. So case in point, when I was in Houston last month, so that was like the beginning of fucking November, I dropped my phone and cracked the tempered glass screen protector. And anyone who knows me, like, I'm pretty anal about my things. Like, I like them to be in pristine condition. With having Gannicus around, I've had to temper that a little bit, but for the most part, I'm pretty anal about my stuff being a certain way. And it really super bothers me when, like, my screen protector has a chip or something in it. And anyway, I waited a little bit on getting the screen protector when I came back, and then it was annoying me so much, and this was before I started the podcast, that I was just like, fuck it, I'm ordering it. So I ordered a screen protector off of Best Buy, and it came in the mail like a couple days later, and it has legit been sitting on my kitchen counter since it arrived at least 2.5 weeks ago, I feel like. So I am so distracted in the best possible way by doing this podcast that I totally forgot or don't really care about changing the screen protector when that was like bothering me so much before that I had to order it instead of going to the store, just like waiting it out. It's not super bad, the crack. Oh my God, who am I? Anyway, I promised myself that I will change the screen protector today or at least tomorrow before the new week starts. I mentioned in a previous episode that I saw this tip mentioned on a video on Sustainably Vegan's YouTube page, where she talked about how she goes through her cupboards once a month to, you know, take stock of everything that she has in there and see if there's anything that she can use up. So I did that, and I found a taco kit, which, surprise, surprise, it actually wasn't a taco kit. It was just the taco shells. But the reason why I had purchased those taco shells was because I had 2 packs of taco seasoning already. So luckily I did have taco seasoning. And what I usually do for when I make tacos is I get the Gardein veggie ground. Those are my favorite grounds. I feel like if I tried the Beyond Meat grounds, those would probably be my favorite, but I haven't tried them yet. And Gardein is obviously cheaper. So I like to use the Gardein veggie ground. I find that they take flavor very well. And for me, it tastes just like when I used to have ground beef. So I usually use those for my ground portion of my tacos. But since I had a block of tofu, I was like, let me just crumble up this tofu. And yeah, it won't be the exact size and proportion, but similar, cheaper, and I already have it. So I used tofu and I crumbled it up like if I was going to make a tofu scramble. And then I fried it up in the pan with the taco seasoning. And the toppings that I used on my tacos after that was I put some Daya cheddar shreds, I put some lettuce, some cut up tomatoes, some cut up green onions, and I didn't have sour cream, and I love me some sour cream. I usually use the Tofutti sour cream. I believe Wayfair also has a sour cream. I haven't tried it yet, but I usually use the Tofutti vegan sour cream. And I just didn't want to buy it, though, because I have no other use for it except for these tacos, and then it would just sit in my fridge and possibly expire. So I was like, right, you know, I'm just going to try mayo. I feel like it's going to give me a similar cooling sensation. And while it doesn't have as neutral of a flavor as a sour cream would, whatever, it's already in my fridge, just let me try it. And since I had so much excess dill, I mixed a little bit of the fresh dill in with the mayo. And then usually I put the sour cream, I spoon it on top of the tacos, but because it's mayo and it's, you know, it's a little thicker, it's not as easy to like dollop onto tacos. Plus I feel like I would have ended up putting too much and then it would have been like too salty of a flavor. I just spread it on the sides of the taco with the dill, and you know what? They were pretty good. I feel like most of the flavorings were what I expected. One thing that I didn't like was the tofu was obviously like more squishy in texture than the Gardein veggie ground would have been. But I feel like if I had spent more time having it wrapped in the towel to get the water out, I probably would have got a more drier tofu. I also probably could have drained it. Also, the tofu that I was using had been previously frozen, so that in combination with the fact that I didn't have it wrapped in the towel to get the water out for an extended period of time probably did have something to do with it. But overall, they were pretty good, so I feel like I'll probably just use tofu going forward, especially since the only reason why I would be buying the veggie ground is specifically for tacos. Like, I don't really use it for anything else. And tofu is more universal in what I can use it for, even if I just took, say, half of the block and used it for my tacos. So, yeah, I feel like tofu tacos are doing it. Some things need to be tweaked for the next time, but overall, pretty good. And the other little thing that I learned this week in experimenting with using the mayo on my tacos is that mayo is a little bit more universal than I thought. And I think about, I mean, I always love me some sweet potatoes. When I first started going to restaurants, like on my own, like without my parents, with my friends when I was in my early 20s, there's like one of two things that I would always order. I would always order nachos. This is pre-vegan days, by the way. I would always order nachos or sweet potato fries. I was not the most adventurous when it came to trying new foods. I think I was like, I didn't want to end up ordering something that I didn't like and then, you know, be stuck spending this ridiculous, quote unquote ridiculous, amount of money on something that I really didn't enjoy. And I knew that chances are I probably will always enjoy sweet potato fries and always enjoy nachos. Anyways, I'm fucking digressing. The point is that whenever I would have my sweet potato fries, I would always ask for sour cream on the side for dipping, and people would look at me weird, which is strange now because now a lot of restaurants like will give you sour cream or chipotle mayo or something when you order sweet potato fries. But back when I used to do this, because honestly, sour cream tastes amazing on everything and they taste amazing on sweet potato fries, like the server would always be like, sour cream? I'm like, yes, do you have sour cream? Can I please have some? But yeah, they would look at me strange. Anyway, I feel like mayo is a little more universal than I originally imagined. So rather than me having to go out and buy a fucking container of sour cream, which like I said, might sit in my fridge and go to waste, I will just use mayo. Mayo worked well on tacos. The other thing, when I was younger, my mom used to make me tomato sandwiches. So it would be just like sliced bread, toasted, then a little bit of mayo, fresh tomato slices, salt and pepper. So fucking delicious. If you don't believe me, go try it. Unless you're like one of these weird people who's totally against tomatoes or totally against mayo. What's wrong with you? Anyway, yeah, mayo. Mayo was pretty universal, but mayo, I don't know, maybe like regular mayo, I guess it's not that bad. Or I should say, mayo made with animal products, but vegan mayo is it's pretty expensive. I think like you can get the Hellmann's mayo, the Hellmann's vegan mayo for like $4.99 or $5.99 or some shit. And then Earth Island has a bunch of mayos. I love their flavored mayos, by the way. I don't even know if they still have them. I feel like they don't have them anymore, but they used to have sriracha mayo, and I love that one. And I forget what the other one was. Anyway, they have flavored mayos, or they did. But yeah, vegan mayo is more expensive, $6.99, $7.99, sometimes $8.99, like depending on the size or where you get it from. But I was like, you know what? Can I just make mayo? So I made a chickpea salad a couple weeks ago, and then I grabbed some, I was like, oh, let me just save the aquafaba. And I think it was on one of Edgy Veg's video, She talked about how she would freeze the aquafaba water into little ice cube trays because, like, I'm not going to use all of this aquafaba, let's be honest. Aquafaba is the water from the can of chickpeas, by the way. But apparently it gets, like, super viscous and you can use it in things that would normally need egg or something of an egg nature. So I was like, okay, let me just try to make mayo. So I went online on Pinterest, where vegans usually go when they're looking for recipes, and I found a quick and easy vegan mayonnaise recipe on bitofthegoodstuff.com. I will share the link, don't worry. But very few ingredients in this recipe. Hold on, I have to scroll down past the story. So it's aquafaba, apple cider vinegar, maple syrup, Dijon mustard, salt, neutral tasting oil like organic rapeseed, which is canola oil or sunflower oil or grapeseed oil. And then there's option of sweet chili if you wanted to make it flavored. So here's the thing. As is my way, I'm going to do a substitution because I don't have a neutral tasting oil. Usually I have olive oil, but I like a flavored olive oil. So it'll be like garlic. The one that I have right now is roasted pepper. So that's not really going to work. I am going to use coconut oil. Obviously that's not a neutral tasting oil, but we're going to try it anyways. We're going to try it and see what happens. Like, I have this giant tub of Kirkland's Signature, you know, from Costco, coconut oil. So I'm not going to go out and buy a thing of olive oil or one of these other oils mentioned because I know I'm not going to use it for anything else. So yeah, today I am going to be making simple ingredient vegan mayo, and we'll see how that goes. Because like I said, mayo is becoming very universal for me. Yeah, I'll let you know how that goes.
Yo, if you're still here, thank you. Seriously, everyone knows that I rarely give out cookies, but if you're still here, fuck. You can have all of the cookies that are buried in the bottom of my cold, black heart. And if for some reason you just can't get enough of me, cause I'm so cute and wise, kidding, not really. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at j.elle_, that's three underscores, or at jjgotthis.com. And I'll see you next week.